Hey, it's Kathy, and this is Beyond the Plate, Heard, the audio newsletter where I share what's on my plate, literally and figuratively. From culinary insights to restaurants and recipes, it's everything I'm seeing, tasting, and talking about in just a few minutes. This isn't a peer-reviewed culinary journal. It's just my take on what I'm into at the moment. So let's dive in, and I hope you all take something from my plate. First up is Elmina Restaurant in Washington, D.C. That's E-L-M-I-N-A, all one word. This is Chef Eric Ajapong, his new Ghanaian restaurant. If you don't know Eric, you should. He's a talented chef that has a passion for West African cuisine, hosts multiple shows on Food Network, and he's an activist. He has so many more things that he has done, is doing, and will do. And Eric is just an all-around really good dude. Shameless plug, we serve on the inaugural PepsiCo Foods Culinary Advisory Board together. But back to Elmina, it's contemporary Ghanaian food. And if you don't know what that means, well, here's the deal. If we dine there together tonight, I'll just give you a taste of some of the things that I would likely order. One, crispy okra fries. Two, kelewele, which is a spicy fried sweet plantain dish. Then there's tuna tartare with African blue basil, watermelon radish, and crispy cassava, yum, curried corn bisque, and we definitely have to get a jollof rice. And that's just for appetizers. I have not been to Elmina yet. I will be in DC next month, and there is like a 99.9% chance I will be there. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. Okay, we're going from Washington, D.C. over to Washington State for this next one. I recently met the team from Fresh Nature at the National Restaurant Association show in Chicago. All right, hear me out. Fresh Nature is a family-owned company in the Pacific Northwest that is harvesting chickpeas, but they're harvesting them when they're young and bright green, and then they freeze them to lock in all the flavor, color, and nutrients. So I had heard of green chickpeas before, but I wasn't really too familiar with them. And here's what I learned. They're sustainably grown. They're high in fiber, antioxidants. They're a plant-based protein, and they have this clean, naturally sweet flavor and a little bit of crunch. I tried them at their booth in a salad. I tried them pureed into a green hummus and as a little falafel. They're really delicious. They're a little less starchy than a normal chickpea that we're familiar with. And not to bore you, but green chickpeas have been known as a seasonal delicacy throughout the world for quite some time. And what Fresh Nature is doing is they're making them available year-round here in the United States. They're actually the first company in North America to bring them to market in this frozen format. I wish I could tell you where to get them, but I'm pretty sure they're only available for food service at the moment. So if you're a chef listening, ask your purveyors. And if you're a diner, just keep your eyes peeled when you go out to dinner for green chickpeas. Hey, remember that chili tahini sauce I mentioned a couple episodes back? Well, I made it again. We had a short family vacation recently to Dollywood in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, right outside of Knoxville. Had a great time. And we cooked up some delicious dinners at our Airbnb every night. So I whipped up a batch of that sauce and then roasted off some cauliflower and carrots in the air fryer at the Airbnb and tossed the vegetables with the chili tahini sauce. I served it in a dish garnished with fresh cilantro leaves and crushed golden sriracha Doritos. Those are my number one flavored Dorito at the moment, but that's besides the point. I gotta say, I'm really into pairing some of my favorite chips as a crunchy garnish in salads and other dishes lately. It's also a great use for the end of the bag crumbs. Next, I want to give a shout out to a school that I learned about many years ago when I moved back to Chicago called the Academy for Global Citizenship. I had taken a couple of tours of this school and met the founder, and this is just an extraordinary place. It's grown by leaps and bounds over the years, and I'm proud to have been a champion of the school. I'm mentioning it here now because I had a small lunch there recently with a group of people at their new campus. We had the most incredible plant-based meal prepared by their chef using produce grown in their gardens. We had fresh juices, a plant-based picadillo recipe, plant-based esquites, sauteed greens, so many delicious things. And all of the kids at the school eat a plant-forward menu. So Academy for Global Citizenship was founded in 2005 and is a Chicago public school. They serve as an incubator of educational innovation and teacher training institute. They have have scaled their educational model to train over 10,000 educators, which have impacted 5 million students globally. I'm telling you, this school is incredible. Their mission is to cultivate the next generation of mindful leaders. Mindful leaders meaning the kids, their students, and they're truly reimagining the future of learning. If you are interested in visiting the school by any chance, if you're in the Chicagoland area, if you want to take a tour or learn more, I'll add their links and handles in the show notes. Next up, friend of the pod from way back in season one, Chef Eric Repair, just announced he's starting a new newsletter called Off the Line. He'll be sharing what he's cooking at home, where he's traveling, and a bunch more. This week, he's starting with one of his favorite meals of the moment, which is not seafood. And I'm really excited to see this because I always love to see what chefs actually make at home for themselves and their families. Additionally, I'm really excited about this because I've been following Eric for well over 20 years, and his book called A Return to Cooking that he wrote back in the early 2000s was hugely impactful to my personal culinary point of view. Last thing or things before I leave you, a few shout outs. One, while we're on this newsletter front, shout out to Alex Rychek, who's a PR and marketing pro based in Austin. Alex has a phenomenal newsletter called Checkmark Eats. I knew Alex when we both lived in New York City, and she's now fully immersed in the Austin, Texas culinary scene. Highly, highly recommend her newsletter if you live in or plan to go to Austin. It's a great resource for me, and I've shared it with countless people who ask me for Austin recommendations. Two, shout out to something I ate recently. Had this crazy good, like pillowy, soft, and delicious cinnamon bread when I was at Dollywood, which I mentioned earlier. This cinnamon bread, no joke, is a 10 out of 10. Worth a detour if you're in the Pigeon Forge, Tennessee area. Three, last shout out to all the James Beard Award winners, especially a couple that were past Beyond the Plate guests. Nacho Jimenez of Super Bueno in New York for outstanding professional and cocktail service. And also Arjav Ezekiel of Birdies in Austin, Texas for outstanding professional in beverage service. Thanks for listening to Herd, a production of Beyond the Plate. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. If you liked this, then tap the follow button and tune in for more Herd, where I share what I'm seeing, tasting, and loving lately in food and hospitality. And if your friends and family may enjoy this, I hope you'll share it with them. Until next time.